We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We'll see there. That's a great festival, a large festival. One of the things that I would say is that Richmond folks really should take this year and next year seriously and look at what they're doing and whether it's successful, and it sounds like the Watermelon Festival. I mean, gosh, I remember doing the interviews at Channel 8 20 years ago about the Watermelon Festival, and now it's grown. But what takes these things to the next level in Richmond? Really, we should be thinking about that. What's the element that would take them to the next level? Is it a concert associated with it? I don't know. That may be off target for some of these festivals. Is it a different sort of decor? Can you invest a couple of grand in something that will distinguish the event locally, like banners or a lighting system that can be used year over year? You know, you don't want to throw money away. But one of my observations coming back, and remember, Richmond's my hometown, so I hope you'll take this as a critique rather than an ugly criticism from some out-of-town person who doesn't like you. I'm all for Richmond and the environment, but I got to tell you, I think we are settling in a lot of ways. You know, you go to the festival and you go to the Christmas parade, you go see the Christmas lights. Is it great that that's the exact same thing that I was looking at when I was 16 years old and now I'm 51? I mean, there's something good about not changing everything dramatically, but I think we got to look around and step up our game a little bit. I'm here in Medellin, Colombia for their festival, their huge festival that millions of people will see in this major city in Colombia. It's the Flower Festival. And I've been here all weekend. And if you go to the John Reed Show page, the John Reed Show WRVA on Facebook, you'll see the remarkable traditions that they have regarding flowers and the farmers who live outside of the city who used to walk 12 hours three times a week, overnight, 12 hours from their little farms into the city to sell their flowers. And of course, now much of this is commercialized where there are larger farms. Those are the flowers that you buy at the grocery store. You know, when you screw up and you have to give your wife some flowers, you're buying flowers most likely that came from Colombia. But I thought it was interesting to hear about the farmers. And I hate to use the word impoverished, but, you know, they weren't rich. They had some land. If they were lucky, they owned their land, but they would grow these flowers. And then they had a back-breaking journey to sell the flowers, probably not for a lot of money here in the big city. And if you had a leader here in Medellin like LeVar Stoney in Richmond, you would get rid of the flower festival because you would say that it's a remnant of the time where we exploited the workers, right? And that they were physically abused and they weren't making much money. And so you destroy your traditions based on some outsider who has no clue what they're talking about, but who decides that they're going to use exploitative, divisive language to try to destroy things. And I'm glad they haven't done that in Colombia. It's quite a spectacle that I expect to see today at the biggest parade as soon as I get off the air today. And I'll be posting the pictures on Facebook. Richmond needs to hold on to its traditions and figure out the way to update them so that they're more appealing. So maybe somebody in South America would say, hey, let's go to the United States. And instead of just going to visit Washington and New York and Miami, maybe two or three times a year, we could do something that people would want to see in Richmond. You think that's crazy? I don't think it's crazy. I think it's called vision. And we're missing that in Richmond, Virginia right now. So anyway, check out the pictures when I have a chance to post them. It is 9:10 here on this Monday morning. It's the 15th day of August, 2022. I'm John Reed, and glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. Now, my friend Jason Neath, who is a Richmonder who has made it big nationally on the political scene and with media, has become a movie maker. And man, his movies are winning awards all over the place. The one we're going to talk about today is called The Culture Killers, which has won a bevy of awards just in the last couple of months. And Jason rejoins us today. Now, I know you've done a couple of films and we promoted them, but tell me what The Culture Killers is and how this one came about. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. And I just want, before I go into my movie, can I just make one suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
We should get, you remember the comedian Gallagher from the 80s?
Who used to take
the watermelons? He'd take the watermelons and the cannons and shoot them across the stage, and they'd splat everywhere, and people paid big money to see that. I just looked him up. He's still alive. Let's get him over to Carytown next year.
There you go. That adds an element to the Watermelon Festival. You're right. That would draw some people, probably. You know, this is like whiteboarding an idea. There's no bad idea.
Right, exactly. Put it
Thank
on the
you.
Table.
Good idea. I'm going to add that to the list.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so The Culture Killers, you did this one down. The debut was at Mar-a-Lago, interestingly enough, huh?
It was. And, you know, we had a big kind of a private debut down there for the president and some of his supporters to be able to get the thing launched. And we just have it now platformed on Amazon Prime Video. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can go on there and search The Culture Killers under Prime Video. It's also on Rumble, and it's also you can go online if you want to watch it on your computer. You can go on conservative.org and catch it there. So now it's really enjoying its public debut, and like you mentioned about the awards, we've had some success in some of these film festivals out in L.A. and places you would never think that would really award a film kind of. Critically examining woke culture, but I think even people out there realize that this is such a problem that we need to recognize kind of some people that are calling it out, and that's kind of really what we do in the film, is we examine kind of the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, even movements within the schools and things that are canceling some of our teachers and even canceling parents. Of course, the Justice Department is labeled parents domestic terrorists that show up and are concerned about their children's education. So we kind of look at it across the board, cast a wide net. The movie is about 50 minutes long, so it's not so long that you're going to have to make a whole night out of it. It's bite-sized. You can watch it pretty much in one sitting. And we've really heard a lot of great feedback from people that think it's about time that we really confront this in our society.
A lot of people just live day to day, month to month, year to year. And unless you have somebody hit the pause button and you step back, you can be unaware that the culture is changing right in front of your face until it burns you. And I think that's one of the great things about this film, especially with its length, is that people who are busy kind of raising a family and just kind of hearing the headlines might say, holy cow, we got a problem on our hands and we need to recalibrate fast.
Yeah. One of the people that we have in the film is Pete Hegseth from Fox Morning News. He's one of the anchors, and he identifies this idea of self-canceling. And sometimes we don't know if we're actually doing it, but we all have, I think, are a little guilty of self-canceling in certain crowds. You don't want to say something in certain, locations or in front of certain people, you don't want to express your opinion or your belief or even stand up for someone maybe that you think is being wronged. These are all forms of self-canceling that these kind of woke mobs want us to feel every day because they want to silence you. They don't want you to have the beliefs that you have. They want you to have lockstep in complete lockstep with what they believe. And that's what they're trying to bring everybody over to doing. And then that causes us just to be quiet. And like you said, live your life day to day, get along. Don't rock the boat. Don't rattle anything. But guess who wins? The vocal minority wins in those situations. And I think
so what's the solution to that? To be a little more brave in your day-to-day life, or is there some larger solutions culturally to push back on this?
I think so. Look at we have a lot of the different footage from the various school board meetings right here in Virginia, where parents came out and saw that something was going on and risked a lot of their personal space to be able to go up there and call out things that they thought were going wrong in their schools. And we even have the footage of some of these parents being arrested. Certainly their microphones being shut off and then being yelled at by the people that are on the school boards that are there for a public hearing, and that's their job. And they don't want to hear any dissenting viewpoints. They don't want a constructive conversation. They don't want a debate. So you kind of have to get in their face a little bit about it. If you don't, then they're just going to run roughshod over everything.
You're a Richmond person. You've got a very successful business. Do you ever worry on a personal level about the films that you're creating, or are you hyper-serving a key demographic that's underserved, and that's okay with you?
Well, I have, it's funny. I mean, sure. I mean, it'd be a lot easier for me to go out and make a climate change documentary for Netflix. It'd probably be a lot more lucrative too.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time in Washington over the years and kind of understand the politics of what's going on in these situations. And I like being able to use that and transfer that kind of skill set, kind of like what you do on the radio, I do it on films. And I believe that, that it's worthwhile. And I wouldn't do it if I didn't think that this was actually much more worthwhile than talking about how the polar ice caps are melting for the 5,000th time on Netflix. Yeah. I think that, what we've done with this particular film is I've partnered with the people at CPAC, and I think your viewers are pretty familiar with CPAC and what they do. And this is actually a CPAC production. So CPAC's a longtime collaborator with mine, and we have Matt Schlapp and Mercy Schlapp actually host the show. And it was sort of the second in a series of films that CPAC is releasing. So I think especially for the audience that's interested in CPAC and what they talk about there, they would love this. But I'm also very happy, and I always try to go out of my way to platform these movies on places that everyone can see. Because if we just keep preaching to the choir, we're not going to get anywhere. And I think that's another place where we can move the needle a little bit. Bring some of these people that are in the middle and that are maybe a little more quiet, and show them that they've got support and bring them into the fold. And so that's what I try to do with all these films. And sometimes I get in trouble because people say, oh my God, I don't like Amazon. I boycott Amazon. Well, that's fine. You can boycott anybody you want. It's called Culture Killers. It's about cancel culture. So probably think about, what we're canceling. But, so that's why we put it on Rumble as well and other places for people to watch. And I just want to cast a wide enough net as I possibly can.
Yeah, I think it's great that it's on Amazon Prime so that the people who are not necessarily listening to news radio or not watching Fox News or Newsmax or One America News, the people that are not obsessed with conservative philosophy, who probably live on a day-to-day basis a happier life because they're not so obsessed by this, will be aware of what's happening that's going to bite them eventually. And that is very valuable. And I appreciate the fact I'm looking at conservative.org. So for our audience, if you want to check this out at conservative.org, it comes right up. It's the Culture Killers, the Woke Wars. And, I think Richmond should be very pleased that somebody who went to St. Christopher's like I did has made a great career out of standing up for the things that we believe in and is telling these stories in film. And that's where we've been falling down, as we have ceded the media landscape to the leftists, and we've got to reclaim it and have some people who share our values telling the stories that we think are important, political stories and other stories as well. And Jason Meath is one of those people. I really appreciate it. I hope everything's great for you.
Everything's going great, John. It sounds like for you too. Columbia must be amazing.
It is a beautiful, beautiful country. And this is my first time up in the mountains here in the Andes. I was in Cartagena, but I love to travel, and I think it broadens my understanding of world history. And there are parallels if you look at Central and South America and what they have been through over the last century, quite frankly, with what I pray to God we're not about to go through it, but I think there's some parallels with the drama that they have faced that's been very deadly and very economically poisoning that Americans would be wise to pay attention to.
Exactly. Look at what's going on with some of the populations, the Hispanic populations and other things in these recent elections. A lot of these people have seen this firsthand ravage their countries, and
yes,
they've made it. A lot of them are very hardworking. They've become a citizen, or they're waiting to become a citizen, and they're trying to do things the right way. And the last thing they want to do is turn back to that kind of atmosphere of socialism and dictatorships and that type of thing. And that's what they see America becoming.
Yeah. That's a very important point. That Latino exit from the Democrat Party is pretty important. And it's not just because they like our candidates better. It's because they know the devastation that those policies will wreak. Hey, Jason Meath, I appreciate talking to you, and I hope we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
921. It's 821 where I am, 921 where you are. We'll be back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.